Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flora. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, continuing the trend with Achievement Nights, the Anderson County Achievement Night, you're going to let us know how that went down.
That's right. We had our Anderson County Achievement Night Sunday. It was kind of cold on Sunday, Blake, you know, but we gathered together and had tacos and got to celebrate the past year and had a really great time with each other's fellowship. So I'm not going to be able to list all the awards on here. That would take me just a little bit. So I'm just going to hit some of the highlights. The first one I want to hit is Blaine King. He is a 10-year 4-H member, spending 8 of those years in 4-H leadership. Throughout his 4-H career, Blaine has demonstrated exceptional dedication and initiative. He has recruited new 4-H members to his club, held numerous offices within his club and 4-H council, led photography project meetings, and encourage members to explore various camera types in his photography style. Blaine has always been an outstanding advocate for 4-H, promoting the program through back-to-school nights at Crest and recording Anderson County Fair radio advertisements. Blaine has participated in district and regional club days, giving presentations at the state fair, and helped behind the scenes at district club days and county fair, including serving as our fair intern this past summer. Blaine received his Key Award, which is a very outstanding award, and is very deserving of it. He is an outstanding individual. So congratulations to Blaine. I'll go on and announce all the record book award winners. We had several people step up in their next achievement pin series, so we're so proud of them for that. And most of our clubs, our four clubs, received purple seals, which means that they checked off the check boxes of what we asked them to do and require them to do during the year. So let's start with our junior winners. I will just read off first prize winners here on the radio here this morning. So in beef, Kaysen Durant from Lucky 13. Building Blocks and Engineering, Lucas Leiser, Lucky 13. Fiber Arts, Miles Ruckers, Lucky 13. Food and Nutrition, Lucas Leiser, Lucky 13. Geology, Rhett Cubitt from Star Shooting. Horse was Oakley Frobos, Lucky 13. Horticulture and Landscape Design, Lucas Leiser, Lucky 13. Meat Goats, Rhett Cubitt, Star Shooting. Photography, Lucas Leiser, Lucky 13. Poultry, Miles Ruckers, Lucky 13. Rabbit, Rhett Cubitt, Star Shooting. Sewing and Textile, Lucas Leiser, Lucky 13. In Swine, Kyler McDaniel, Lucky 13. Visual Arts, Rhett Cubitt, Star Shooting. Wildlife, Markayla Mason, Seekers Not Slackers. And Woodworking, Lucas Leiser, Lucky 13. Those were our juniors. We had lots of juniors fill out record books this year. Really proud of them. In intermediate, beef, William Piney, Lucky 13. Fiber Arts, Mary Ruckers, Lucky 13. Food and Nutrition, Nora Cubitt, Star Shooting. Horticulture and Landscape Design, Nora Cubitt, Star Shooting. Meat Goats, Nora Cubitt, Star Shooting. Nora also received first in poultry, rabbits, and sewing and textiles. In Swine, Mason Ruckers received first from Lucky 13, and in Visual Arts, Mary Ruckers, Lucky 13. And our rounding off with our seniors, Hope Proct received first in Beef, Civic Engagement, Food and Nutrition, Leadership. Braden Gillespie received first in Meat Goats and in Swine. And then Blaine King received first in Photography, Self-Determined, and Visual Arts. So congratulations to all of our seniors. And so it was a really great night where we had we got to celebrate our seniors and our eighth graders, and it was just a great 4-H year for the Anderson County community down there, and we look forward to another great year this year. So thank you so much for all that came out to celebrate.
Lovely chance to get to celebrate people who make a difference. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.